This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Divertimento, notturno, serenade, partita, cassation, all words for more or less the same thing, a piece of music produced for a specific, usually light, occasion, such as a dinner, garden party, or other social gathering. Now, towards the end of the 18th century, some of these genres would take on individual characteristics of form or instrumental treatment, but in the 1770s, when Mozart was living in Salzburg and his services were in high demand for pieces like this, the terminology was still pretty loose. Mozart certainly seems to have found them interchangeable, sometimes even using one as a subtitle for another. By and large, though, to Mozart, a cassation or cassatio was street music. A notturno or Nachtmusik was a night piece. A serenade was an evening piece. And a divertimento was a piece for enjoyment. After he moved to Vienna in 1781, this kind of incidental work disappears almost completely from Mozart's catalog. But it's not because Vienna lacked for occasions that would require it. It's mostly because Mozart wrote so much of this kind of music in Salzburg that he had a ready stock of it to draw on when asked. They ranged from multi-movement pieces lasting almost an hour to brief works that were most likely played by chamber ensembles, but were structured much like the symphonies that the teenage Mozart was writing at about the same time. One unusual set of divertimenti that has had musicologists arguing for centuries is the set of three labeled 136, 137, and 138 in Ludwig Kirchhoff's catalog of Mozart's works, all written in early 1772, around the time of his 16th birthday. One published set of parts calls them divertimenti, but on the manuscript, that title is written in handwriting that is not Mozart's. Another set of parts calls them symphonies without winds, and still another calls them quartets. Quartet, though, may have had a very different meaning in Mozart's Salzburg. Instead of the usual configuration that we know of as a string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello, the so-called Salzburg quartet consisted of two violins, viola, and double bass, which would have made it much more suitable for playing in the streets or around the grounds of a garden party. If you remember Woody Allen trying to play marching cello in Take the Money and Run, you'll know what I mean. Mostly, though, these pieces are played these days either by a standard string quartet or, in larger forces, string ensemble, with basses sometimes doubling cellos an octave lower. The work's character will vary depending on the performing forces chosen, but no matter what forces are used, the divertimento number 1 in D, Kirchhoff number 136, remains one of the most popular of Mozart's works in this style. The brilliant opening allegro is written in the standard 18th century sonata form, exposition, development, recapitulation, though it's fairly simple by Mozartian standards, without too many complications in the brief development section, other than a nod to the minor mode. For the second movement, Mozart spins out a gentle andante with an Italian flavor, with the kind of easy, melodic grace that would become a hallmark of his operas. In fact, at just around this same time, Mozart was writing what would become his first successful Italian opera, Lucio Silla. For the finale, Mozart returns to a sonata form, but this time he takes a more interesting journey through the development section, trying out the kind of twists and turns of counterpoint that would surprise and delight audiences of his later works. And then wrapping things up with another set of brilliant runs for the violins. Mozart's Serenade in D, Kirschel number 239, is subtitled Serenata Notturna, Nocturnal Serenade, on the manuscript score, in what appears to be the handwriting of Mozart's father, Leopold. It's another of young Mozart's Salzburg works, written in 1776, and most likely for festivities connected to the pre-Lenten celebration of Carnival, which was in February of that year. Although Salzburg was considerably smaller than Vienna, Johann Petzl's description of Carnival in Vienna in 1786 describes the general sort of celebration for which Mozart wrote this piece. The main activity is dancing and everything associated with it. The carnival begins on January 7th and lasts until Ash Wednesday. On every street corner, there are invitations in white or red, blue, and yellow, announcing in the largest type, "Today there is music in the such-and-such rooms, music with trumpets and drums, music by candlelight, etc." Carnival is a dangerous time. Many a virgin has lost her innocence and many a matron her virtue at this time. How could it be otherwise when in those lovers' hours, flushed with wine and dancing, a couple find themselves alone in a closed carriage going home, and having arrived there, the cavalier escorts his lady to her bedchamber, while her strict father, her vigilant mother, or her jealous husband is otherwise engaged in pleasure. Moneylenders, pawnbrokers, and usurers never have it better than during Carnival. Watches, buckles, boxes, rings, clothes, letters of credit, all sprout wings. Enough. The dance is over. Smash the flutes. On the morning of Ash Wednesday, one leaves the dance floor and goes straight to church, receives ashes on one's head, and then goes home to sleep it off. End quote. Clearly, Carnival After Dark was a non-stop party, and this precisely the kind of music that would have accompanied the festivities, and with a couple of festive twists. During the classical period, most Salzburg serenades, including Mozart's, had six movements or more that together could run between 40 minutes and an hour, and they generally started and ended with an independent march, entrance and exit music for the musicians. Here, though, Mozart provides only three movements, including the introductory march, and the minuet has only a single contrasting trio instead of the usual two or three. But what really gives this piece its flavor is the way Mozart uses the instrumentation. It was common for classical serenades to include a movement or two that spotlighted a soloist or a small solo ensemble. Mozart does that in each of the movements here, tossing his material back and forth between the full orchestra of strings plus timpani and a solo group of two violins, viola, and double bass. There's that Salzburg quartet again. Only a year later, he would compose a Notturno in D major for four ensembles, with three groups marked in the score as echo ensembles. So it's entirely possible that Mozart livened up the celebrations with this piece by setting up his ensemble to play antiphonally, with opposing forces positioned at opposite sides of the room. Mozart and his music, as always, would have been the life of the party. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.